Welcome to Spark Your Fire Podcast, sparking your interest in Australian property and finance. Here's your hosts, Jazz and David.
G'day everyone, welcome back to another episode of Spark Your Fire. I'm your host David Shee, and as always we've got our fabulous co-host sitting in Melbourne office, I should say home office, Jazz. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, it's all home office, mate. I'm not sure what's going to happen to the commercial offices now.
Mate, all those empty spaces. Big hit, let's put it that way. So, you know, I don't think that retail, they obviously the landlords, the commercial landlords are not dropping the rent, that's for sure. No one wants to drop the rent.
There's a lot. We already strayed into it without even saying, hi, David, how are you doing? There's a lot to talk over here
It is, I have to say, it's a fascinating time to be in, isn't it? Do you reckon it's a historical moment that we've never seen before?
I totally agree with you, mate. I don't think anyone has even thought of this thing, that something like this can ever happen. Oh, well, there was one person, Bill Gates, who back in 2016 did mention about that something that will stop the whole show is a pandemic like this. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's a historic time. Nothing like this has happened. Pretty much all the rules or the systems, processes that were in place thrown out of the window, none of that is applicable anymore. The economy is in a lockdown state, we know. We're all working from homes, if there is any work. Prime Minister came out 2 days ago, and we are at the alert level 2, I think, now, which is even the real estate is shut now, the link that you sent me. Mm-hmm. So it's very funny times, and real estate is obviously the heavy weightlifter of the economy, which feeds into the banks. And everything is pretty much on pause, mate. Hopefully people are playing safe, I guess.
Yeah, look, I reckon we're heading into a tough time for the next 6 months. With unemployment expected to soar, you know, a lot of people lose their job throughout every night's announcement. And it just happens so quickly, right?
I don't know whether you saw the news or not, but there's already queues lined up outside the Centrelink office.
Yes.
With people who have lost the jobs lately, one of the things that they announced was that you can actually withdraw $10,000 off your super this financial year and another $10,000 next financial year. Perfect. So even the website, ATO website, went down to fill up the form to be able to withdraw the super.
There's too many requests at the same time, as you can imagine.
Yeah, but to your point, it tells how much unemployment is already showing up within the first couple of weeks of the lockdown, and it hasn't even started yet. It's only getting started at a scale.
Totally. So I think there's going to be more hurt coming, unfortunately. It's a tough time for everyone. So, you know, not to say, you know, some are excluded, but everyone is going to feel it, if not already feeling it. I think obviously the next 6 months is going to be tough, but, you know, you just have to stay put, keep calm. Essentially, you know, understanding that the government is doing everything they can to soften the blow for everyone. And in that, the banks as well, because, you know, we all understand that people has got mortgages to pay, people's got debt to pay as well. And if they lose their job, then unfortunately they won't be able to handle that kind of repayment. So, which I thought, you know, today is probably, it's a very, very relevant topic for our listeners as well, because most of our listeners would probably have some sort of asset and a certain level of debt as well. In this current environment, you know, what are the banks doing to be able to help you if you do lose your job, and who and how you can actually reach out to your lender to be able to seek some relief here? So I reckon that's what we'll talk about today. What do you reckon, Jazz?
Definitely. I mean, it's important for the people who are losing their jobs or are not able to temporarily pay their mortgages. There are a few options out there, and we can discuss that. So it gives them a bit of a guidance and a relief at the same time, that there are ways to survive this tough times, basically.
That's right. And I think just before we come on as well, you know, we both agree that we have started to get calls from our clients, you know, who's obviously got mortgage through us, and they are experiencing some difficulties in that sense. So, you know, I think it's a good, and that's what really triggered this topic to say, okay, well, you know, given the fact that the unemployment will unfortunately continue to rise, and, you know, no one's job is safe in this kind of environment, this will be applicable, and I think having this information available knowing what to do, when to do it, and how to do it is going to be precious for everyone.
Yep. Obviously, a lot of the banks came out recently, along with the Prime Minister, that if the mortgages need to be suspended,
yep.
If you're facing the financial hardship because you've lost the job during these times, one of the options is basically you can pause your mortgage, or they call it holiday period, whatever you want to call it.
Correct. Yep.
For up to 6 months, basically, you don't need to pay any mortgage, including mm-hmm. the principal and interest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. So that is one option on the table for all the people who are suffering tough times right now.
Yes,
that
yes.
You can ring up the bank or maybe contact your broker, because there's a lot of emails that have come through banks to us to advising what the policies are, some mm-hmm. of these policies are. Or you can ring the bank directly if required to get the mortgage suspended for a period of time. I think they have made the process pretty simple because they know that the masses were getting impacted in this case. So the process has been made pretty simple. I myself haven't had a chance to deal with any of the banks to see what exactly the process is, to be honest. I'm not sure whether you had, but from what I understand, the process is pretty straightforward.
That's right. Yeah. So as you said, I think essentially, you know, I've actually got a list of all the lenders who, for example, you know, like how do you contact them? The numbers and the link, the website gives everyone a bit of perspective, which I thought, you know, we'll probably put this on as well as a link as part of this episode so that people can download and as a reference so that in case that they do want to call. Because I think most of the time, even though we brokers can represent a lot of things on behalf of the customers, I think this is probably one of them that some lenders may allow, some lenders may not allow. In most circumstances, they'll most likely ask the customer to contact the lender themselves to confirm, obviously, a few details, making sure that they are in difficulty and impacted by the coronavirus event as such. And from there, as you mentioned earlier, they either give the repayment holiday, which essentially means you could be up to 6 months without having to make any repayments. And in the meantime, the interest on those loans incurred will most likely to be added onto the loan. Okay, so we'll get what they call get capitalized onto the loan. And then you will repay that, or after 6 months afterwards, you will continue to repay at this point. And that's basically at this point. They only say up to 6 months. But again, depending on, you know, towards the end of the 6 months, if the economy is still suffering as much as it is now, then I think there's a good chance that they will extend it again, right? That's only logical to see it that way. But at the moment, plan ahead for 6 months or up to 6 months of relief. Interest will get capitalized. And what some of the lenders will do is essentially they will treat this 6 months as repayment holiday, but they will extend the loan term for another 6 months afterwards. So you don't lose out the 6 months in between for your repayment period.
So I thought it was actually, so whatever your loan term is, let's say your loan term left is 25 years, it gets capitalized over that 25 years period is what I thought. But what you're saying is a little bit different, that they actually extend your loan term is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah, I think they actually changed that. And that's where the confusion comes from. Because beforehand, I can tell that CBA, for example, previously they didn't mention about the extension of the 6 months. But they have now updated that during the repayment holiday screen or the hardship screen, where it basically said that if the interest has been capitalized onto it, and now they will extend the loan term, so that therefore it makes... So therefore, your repayment doesn't go up. I think the idea here is the repayment doesn't just shoot up after the 6 months, because obviously the things doesn't turn around that quickly, right? So they don't want to, after 6 months of relief, put people into hardship again because the repayment amount has gone up afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the idea behind it. That's a recent change, and that's just based on CBA. I haven't checked the others.
That actually, to some extent, works better than the utilizing. So it's still pretty good to have that option on the table.
It's I think obviously under government's instruction, you know, banks will do, as we mentioned earlier, they will do whatever they need to be able to help alleviate Australians to go through this tough time. And they want to ensure that, or they want to basically make sure that it doesn't come to the point where the bank have to take over your home. Because that's the last thing they want. It's going to create a massive chaos and massive confusion and massive stress for the homeowners. So that's the last thing they want to do. And good thing is, obviously, the four major banks, which consists of, what, 60% or 60 to 70% of the whole Australian mortgage market, they're on board with government on this and want to make sure they help Australians where they can. So that's why they're providing these repayment relief, repayment holidays. And I think the other one from memory is they could allow some to change into IO period. I think that's specific to some of the lenders from what I'm reading. Yeah, so for example, those of you who are repaying a principal and interest repayment and now you're taking a blow, as such, depending on the lender, they may allow you to temporarily switch onto an interest-only period, if not putting you on the repayment holiday. So that's the backup plan from what I'm seeing. Some lenders are offering that, so to reduce your, or basically to allow you to increase your cash flow a bit more in the, for the next 6 months, as such.
Yeah. So there's a few options, basically switching it to interest only or suspending the mortgage. And like we said before, that the other option is that the government is allowing to withdraw super from your super account. So that creates some buffer anyways, along with suspending your mortgage if you need to be able to survive through this rocky period. At least something's better than nothing. Is how I look at it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And plus, you know, the mortgage would be one of the biggest expenses at the moment for everyone, right? So I think that's why it's so critical for those of you, you know, who unfortunately have lost your job. Don't stress, because understanding that the Australian government is pumping lots and lots of money. The second stimulus came out. I can't remember the exact figure because I was thinking about the $6 trillion all the time now.
it just makes you think, what is money? Like we were discussing before the recording, what is money? Where is it coming from, the $6 trillion just getting printed out of thin air? Which makes you think
more about trees and put them through printers, and then voila, there's your cash. Crazy world we live. Anyway, yeah, that's one of those things. So you know, I think that's the key message that we do want to pass. Is, you know, there will always be help if you need them, especially this tough time. The Australian government is aware. And they know there will be more blood on the streets coming in the next 6 months as well. So want to make sure that they do whatever they can to cushion the blow. If I'm not mistaken, I think there could be a third stimulus on its way shortly as well. Jazz, do you have much news on that?
The businesses, they're definitely pumping some money into the small businesses.
Yes.
But directly handing it over to the Australian people, nothing like that has been announced yet so far.
Yeah, right. So, how long do you think this is going to last, though? Jazz.
Well, look, it's anyone's guess, mate. But looking at what's going on, and look, China was pretty harsh with their, they followed draconian laws, which is they were pretty harsh with their laws, and they literally locked down people into their apartment buildings. We don't do anything like that. But even after doing that, it took them probably what 6 to 8 weeks after the lockdown to slowly starting to open things up. Ease things up, right?
Yeah.
But there's still, to some level, there's still a lockdown. So I think Australia will be, specifically to Australia, will be probably in this, will this whole winter, it's pretty much going to be a total lockdown. Mm. And come spring, they will slowly start to open things up. And by summer, we should be pretty much up and running completely. Or at least the virus should disappear, because it, to some extent, dies with the heat as well.
Yep. Yep.
So heat is a good factor, and summer is going to be a good period for it to kill it completely. What businesses will survive after this is the question, after such a harsh period. But the virus itself, probably by end of this year, it should clean up, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And look, it is a virus induced economic shock and impact as such. So, you know, fundamentally, I think they need to get this pandemic under control. Once that's under control, a bit more, like China, I think, is actually recovering very, very good. I think they're pretty much back in operation at the moment already. So, you know, they did it early. I think the key here was they were doing it early. They were very strict in terms of what people have to do. You know, wear masks, don't go out. They follow every instruction to a T from the government. Whereas here it's very, very different, right? Like you still see, even in current situation, people don't wear masks when they go out. And no wonder the numbers keep expanding. That people don't follow social distancing, you know, 2 meters away.
Yeah.
and I think just by ignoring these rules, because, and I think that's because people are not serious about, they just think, you know, hey, it's not going to happen to me, but hey, it probably will happen to you at some point in time if you don't take precautions, unfortunately. As a matter of fact, I even saw on the news yesterday, there were people getting scrutinized and discriminated when they were wearing a mask. I think some of them were getting beaten up. One case in Tassie, I think, because they're saying, oh, you know, you're sick or you got coronavirus. You know, go back home. Don't come out and do shopping. So that was a bit of extreme, I have to say. That was very, very extreme. I don't know whether it's because of the news and whether the media were just selling these kind of news, trying to attract the eyeballs. But there has been instances like that. Yeah. So, you know, I think the key here is, you know, people's mentality really need to change. And that's why, you know, the government trusted that people are going to do the right thing. Stay at home, do social distancing, wear a mask. People didn't follow. So that's why now we're going to have to go into this kind of lockdown. But unfortunately, it's already spiraling out. So, you know, that's why it's getting a bit out of control at the moment. So if you compare what happened in China and versus what compare what we've done now, China act very, very fast, very, very early to say, these is what you need to do, follow it to a T. And people have done that. Whereas here, you know, it's a bit like Italy. You know, I reckon because I keep seeing posts that basically compare the Australian numbers in terms of the number of infected cases. They did a comparison between Sydney and Italy or Australia and Italy, and they find that there's very, very similar trends at the moment. And Italy was very similar to, you know, that just early signs to say, not saying that it will happen, but it could happen, essentially to like what Italy is currently experiencing, which is a complete lockdown. So,
but anyways, it's a good message to pass that just try and maintain social distance for a little while. Stay locked on. If we want this thing to end early, we all in this together. It's gonna go away. We know that. If we do the right things, there's nothing to be worried about.
That's right.
And when the things settle down with all the money that is being pumped into the system, all the asset prices are going to come back if they drop, and they're going to come back pretty hard with the new fresh money that's coming into the system. So if your portfolio is down, whether it's property or share market, regardless, it's when the things get back on track, it's all going to be hopefully back to normal.
Yeah, this is a temporary measure, right? And pumping so much money, billions of money into the financial system just means those money are going to have to go somewhere. And usually they end up in inflating the asset prices, which is what happened before and big time. And this time it's big time because, you know, like you said, US is $6 trillion into it. I don't even know how the asset price is going to fly, like pigs going to fly.
Or we're going to see a hyperinflation where there's going to be a $1 trillion note that you and I were discussing, similar to Zimbabwe, which means the money doesn't have value anymore. So I think we need to bring someone soon on the show who can talk what exactly money is and what is store of value and what's going to happen if this hyperinflates. So we're going to find the right person for that, and we're looking for it right now. But for now, for the listeners, I think it's important. If you're facing the hardship, like we said, follow those steps that have been mentioned and just maintain the social distance and lock yourself down for a temporary period. And everything should go back to normal when the time comes, which hopefully will be by end of this year. So take this as a break, a massaging break. Massage yourself at home if you've got someone to massage.
They say it's a relief, isn't it? Relief at home to a degree. You may as well utilize it while you can. So yeah, if you're working from home, enjoy it from. I think it's actually a good trigger to push a lot of the corporate to come to the awareness that hey, you actually need to have remote access and allow people to work from home because that probably is going to be the new norm moving forward too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The one thing that you said at the start. Commercial real estate, that's going to get impacted pretty badly too. There's no, I mean, all the shops are closing down. So
Westfield, Stockland.
Yeah. So
cinemas,
that's, ouch. Yes. So all of it. So that will be another area to watch when things go back to normal of how much it drops by and how quickly it picks up. Maybe there will be some good opportunities like we said before.
Totally. Yeah.
quick and short one. I think it was mainly to pass the message, if you are facing the financial hardship or you think you'll be in that boat because you're losing your job or whatever, there are options on the table. You just need to explore them. And the banks are pretty happy to help out at this point. That's clear. That's a clear message.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Take care, guys. I think that, it is going to be a rough 6 months ride, but help each other, stay calm, help each other protect yourself. We'll weather the storm, but it will pass. Like everything, it will pass.
And if you've got kids at home, which like I do, they'll do your head in. we gotta make it happen.
What do you mean? It's the precious family time that everyone's been longing for, right?
Yeah, but precious time is only precious if it's for a little period. When it becomes a norm, then it's not precious anymore.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that to our audience's judgment, I guess.
No, that's cool, man. Look, for our listeners, stay safe, play safe, lock yourself down temporarily, call the bank if need to be, access your super if required, and we will see you guys next time. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or whatever app you're using, and let the word spread like fire. Spark your fire. Cheers, David. Bye.
Bye.
If you have any questions or feedback about today's episode, you can reach out to us through sparkyourfirepodcast@gmail.com. That's sparkyourfirepodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Also, the content discussed in this episode is general in nature. Please seek specific advice from qualified professionals in regards to your personal situation.